Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danzig is here, too. Pam's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing, and nobody works harder studying, understanding the movement and the shaking and the disruptions and the opportunities that you can find in what's called the luxury market, the high end of the marketplace. And she does it well. She makes it look good doing it. She's written a number of books on the topic, and she's got a brand new one out that we're going to talk about today, Luxury Marketing Disrupted. Pam Danziger, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be with you. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you.
The problem with talking about luxury is that people think, well, I'm not a luxury company or I'm not a luxury brand, so I don't need to think about it.
Right.
But really, it's all about marketing has been disrupted, and it's affecting luxury, but it's affecting everybody else.
And it's all and it's one chunk of the ecosystem. I mean,
right.
when you go into an ecosystem, a natural ecosystem, and you take out one of the species of the trees or two of the species of the animals, it disrupts the ecosystem. And it's the same thing with luxury. One of the things when I read your book, one of the things I thought was it's just got demographics all over it. And so much of what you do is about demographics. But in my long life, I've been able to look back at the demographic waves, the shifts that have been created by demographic waves, by one generation coming on, imposing their will, their behaviors on the world, you know, how that affected over the last decades. It affected motorcycles, jeans, automobiles. Now it's affecting housing, all kinds of things. The demographic waves, these people are alive. Their behavior is impacting us, and it's now largely the subject of your new book, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Well, it's just when we look at the economy, I mean, people talk about the middle class has really lost spending power, and there's no question about that. The rich are driving so much of the economy, and it's not just the rich, which I define as people with incomes at $250,000 and above. There's a group underneath them called the Henrys, the high earners, not rich yet, with incomes from about $100,000 to $250,000. And there are like 34 million of those households. Mm-hmm. They have much more spending money.
And their demographic behavior is much different from most of the people in that upper group.
Exactly. But they're the upper middle class. But that's really where the spending power is in the economy today, because the middle class from 50 to 100,000 really just don't have the spending power that they once did. And it's the Henrys that are really disrupting luxury. Mm-hmm. They're disrupting the mass market. They're impacting every retailer and every business, and they're the ones that every small business should be thinking seriously about. How can we attract these people with more, you know, the mm-hmm. incomes higher than the 75% of the rest of the country, but that are still one rung underneath the ultra affluent?
It seems to me the thing you pointed out in your book is how another example of how the entrenched marketplace, the folks who were part of the 20th century, are still trying to hold on to 20th century thinking. When mm-hmm. when you and I both know the technology, the age of the customer is changing all that, and we are now fully in almost entering the third decade of the 21st century. You know, we're more fully 21st century marketplace than any vestiges of the 20th century hanging on. And what you point out is that's where the shift is, seems to me, is that people are still trying to hold on to the old ways. And they're not recognizing that these new, the Henrys, for example, are demanding new things. You talk about the four P's and the five E's. That's a great example. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the four P's, everybody came up in marketing has heard the four P's, the product, price, promotion, and placement.
20th century. 20th century, folks.
It's absolutely 20th century. And I call it the Mad Men era. It was big then in the 60s.
But there are people still holding on to this, right?
Oh, they absolutely believe it. But today we need to move to what I call the four E's model of marketing, which is where experience replaces product, exchange is the new price, mm-hmm. evangelism becomes the new promotion, and every place is the new place. So
let me stick something in here. What you just described, in my opinion, has nothing to do with income or wealth. It has to do with the demographic changes, the difference
in the way your children and my children
think about possessing things, owning things. What self-actualizes us? And
exactly.
You just described it. It's not the four P's. It's the four E's. The new generation.
Right.
You and I are not like that. I mean, we're four peak people, right? We came up that way. But our children, our children now, as you say, with 34 million of them, they're going after the four E's, and the old marketing structures aren't working for them, are they?
No, they really aren't. And, you know, when I think about the four E's, the experience exchange, which is about what you're giving in addition to just a product or a service, how are you exchanging their attention and their time? Because that's really the most, that's the ultimate luxury. We really need to think about the differences between what I call what's called push marketing versus pull marketing. And so many, small businesses think, and they think in push marketing ways, which is the four old four P's
right.
ideas.
I'll push it out on you.
I'll
convince you to buy something. It was almost an intimidation. I'll intimidate you to want this Mustang or
right,
these jeans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now it's the push. Now it's the pull.
What you need to do is you need to think about strategies to pull people in with interesting stories mm-hmm. and interesting ideas and really build a relationship, not just conduct a transaction. And that's the biggest shift. And I think we can call it a paradigm shift.
There's no question about it. And folks, here's the thing. Experience, every place, exchange, and evangelism. Those are the E's she's talking about, and that's the focus. That should be more the focus of your marketing strategy. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Pam Danziger. The new book is called Luxury Marketing Disrupted. It's an easy read, and it will inform you about the future. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.